From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Zimbabwe's ruling party has given President Robert Mugabe until noon Monday to resign or face impeachment. They've also installed the former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who Mugabe dismissed 2 weeks earlier, as the party's new chief. The emergency meeting also had them discussing firing Mugabe earlier this month after the military put the president under house arrest. Mugabe was set to meet Sunday with the army commander in a second round of negotiations on his exit from power after nearly four decades. Willard Berejina is looking forward to life after Mugabe.
We expect a bright future, especially for us young people. So many young people are well-educated but no jobs. We are just struggling, loitering around the town, so we expect a bright future for us.
Saad al-Hariri, who resigned as Lebanon's prime minister earlier this month, said he would return to Beirut Wednesday and explain his surprising resignation announcement in Saudi Arabia. Hariri spoke Saturday in Paris with French President Emmanuel Macron, who offered to help Hariri resolve his role in the bizarre Lebanese political drama. Longtime Venezuelan opposition leader Antonio Ledezma met with Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy in Madrid Saturday. He had arrived in Spain earlier in the day from Colombia after escaping house arrest in Caracas. Neither man spoke publicly about their meeting, but before leaving Colombia, Ledezma said that he was planning a global pilgrimage to fight for political freedom in Venezuela. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The search continues for a missing Argentine sub and its crew that disappeared this week. Reuters' Sarah Hemrajani reporting.
A sign of hope for the families of the 44 crew members on board a missing Argentine Navy submarine. On Saturday, the Defense Ministry said it believes it's detected 7 failed satellite calls from the vessel, a possible indicator that the crew have been trying to re-establish communications. The location of the ARA San Juan hasn't been known since Wednesday, when it last made contact 268 miles off Argentina's southern Atlantic coast.
Ukrainian officials have arrested a man who was considered a suspect in the 2004 shooting death of Paul Klebnikov, the editor of the Russian edition of Forbes magazine. Ukraine's State Security Service said in a statement Saturday that they had detained a suspect, a Russian man, who was also wanted in other slayings. The man was arrested in Kiev. Ukraine did not identify the suspect. Klebnikov was working as a chief editor of Forbes Russian edition when he was shot in the head outside his Moscow office on July 9, 2004. He was severely wounded initially and died a short time later in the hospital. Afghanistan defeated Pakistan Sunday, winning their first under-19 Cricket Asia Cup final in Kuala Lumpur, offering a rare opportunity for celebrations in a country desperate for a break from relentless rounds of deadly violence. Batting first, the Afghan team scored 248 runs in her allotted 50 overs. The opposition Pakistani side, while chasing the target, was dismissed within 23 overs for just 63 runs, enabling Afghans to win the match by a massive margin of 185 runs to lift the championship trophy. A stampede in a southern Moroccan village left at least 15 people dead. 5 others injured Sunday as food aid was being distributed. The Associated Press reports that it happened as a local association was distributing the food in a local weekly market. King Mohammed VI has given instructions that all measures be taken to help the victims and their families. Tributes poured in Sunday from Malcolm Young. He is the co-founder of the Australian rock band AC/DC. Young died Saturday at the age of 64 after suffering from dementia for several years. Malcolm Young and his brother Angus Young founded AC/DC in 1973. Among their biggest hits were You Shook Me All Night Long, right there, and Back in Black. The band was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2003. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.